This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Foxconn Technology Corporation doesn't have to tell the state until April how many people they have hired for their massive manufacturing plant in southeastern Wisconsin. But students at local technical colleges have already signed up for the degree programs Foxconn has asked for. Reporter Corrine Hess visited Gateway Technical College to see what they're learning.
You may think of loud, heavy machines clanking together in a dirty shop when you imagine a job in manufacturing. But the industry doesn't sound that way anymore, and neither does a classroom. Dan Lubrano moves from machine to machine in his advanced manufacturing class. It is set up as an open lab. Students can use anything from protractors to computer programs that teach them robotics to the basics of electrical circuits.
Yeah, with the fuse, it's disposable. Basically,
Lubrano is soft-spoken, 32. He has two arm-length tattoos. One says Lubrano in Old English lettering. The other says the name of his daughter, Ariana. Last year, Lubrano saw a billboard for Gateway's new advanced manufacturing degree developed for Foxconn while he was driving in his hometown of Racine. When he graduated from Park High School, he wasn't thinking much about his future. After spending about 8 years working retail and fast food jobs, Lubrano got a job at Thermo Transfer Products in Racine.
I wasn't really goal-oriented at that time, unfortunately. It was just kind of, you know, you kind of got to put your hands to work and, you know, make a living, you know, and that's what I did. I just went out and found a job, and it actually became pretty interesting over time.
He's hoping what he learns at Gateway will teach him enough to quit his current job. Maybe it will lead to a job at Foxconn or another manufacturer in southeastern Wisconsin. If Lubrano chooses the right vocation, he could even land a six-figure salary. No company has made more promises to Wisconsin's potential workforce than Foxconn. The company is planning to build a $10 billion, 20 million square foot manufacturing complex just east of I-94 in Racine County. An agreement between the company and Gateway, signed in early 2018, says Foxconn will hire 236 people skilled in advanced manufacturing by year 5. The company anticipates hiring 46 supply chain graduates by then. Tony Lestan spent 25 years working with large manufacturers in Racine and Milwaukee. He became a full-time instructor at Gateway in mid-2018.
We had a lot of trouble finding personnel, even at rather elevated salaries. So when the opportunity came up to help fill that gap, I felt that I owed it to industry and I owed it to people, because I think it really helps elevate people's standard of living to get that better salary, to learn the skills that we really need right now.
Foxconn is what drew Amber Hiron to Gateway. The 31-year-old has been driving a forklift at a company in Racine for the last several years. She originally thought about working on a production line. Now she's thinking about a career in engineering.
I decided to go, you know, kind of behind the scenes engineering part of it, more working with your brain instead of your body, because that can be kind of hard on you. I really don't know what to expect. It's just kind of a learning curve.
Hiron's not sure where she will end up working, and Foxconn's plans for hiring have been fluid. But Lestan says even if his students aren't hired by Foxconn, they will have no trouble finding jobs at other manufacturing companies. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.